It is time for another classic car chat with Al, and this time around it's being brought to you by JDR Seeds. And real happy to have another classic car person joining me in the studio. That person is Cassie Binken. She does have a beautiful classic vehicle that we're going to talk about on this session of Al's Classic Car Chat. So Cassie, welcome to Hometown Home Country Radio.
Hi, Al. Thanks for having me.
I saw Cassie's car at the Titanca Fireman's Classic Car Show, and that's when she had her car on display there, and I've got to get this featured on my Classic Car Chat. Cassie, let's start by saying that you are a senior at Algona High this coming fall.
Yes, that's correct.
And so tell us about your car, what it is, what make, what model.
So I have a 1972 GMC Sprint. It has a 350 motor, and it's a two-barrel. And it's, to be completely honest, it's very rare. So for the total production of the 1972 GMC Sprint is 6,473, with the rarest version being the SPs at 178. Mine is the stock version, but even so, they're so seldom to be seen. Like, we went to the Cruise of the Woods, which is down in Fort Dodge, and it's where all of the cars get together. And I only saw one GMC Sprint, and it wasn't my year. It was the year before. And it was just crazy because he's like, wow, you have a GMC Sprint. And we don't really see them very much around here. And so it's really cool just to talk about it because it was a different color. And so it's just like cool just to talk about.
Yeah, to find someone else.
Yeah, to talk about the Sprint because you don't normally see it because normally you see El Caminos, which is the more classic word where you say Sprint and it's more classified to, oh, it's an El Camino. And you're like, it is, but it isn't because it's a rarer version of than El Camino.
Right. It looks very much like an El Camino, just that on the front on the grill it says GMC and on the side it says Sprint, but otherwise you would think it was a Chevrolet El Camino. But
that,
now you said it's got the 350 two-barrel in it and automatic. Now to me, looking at it the day of in Titanca, very much a original vehicle.
Yeah, it's all stock except it got repainted. That is the only thing that is not stock on it.
1972, that's a long time for a paint job. First of all, how did you get interested in classic cars? Because you don't find senior girls in high school driving a classic car out of the 70s or that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was into photography and I got into it during COVID because there wasn't that many events going on and you could social distance during car shows because you're not very close to people and you're outside and you could do it. So we went to car shows and Dad has a 99 Corvette. And so he's like, hey, Cassie, do you want to ride with me in my Corvette? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was into photography. So he's like, you can take photos of cars and just like test out how to take photos of cars. And so I was like, okay, I'll do that. I started taking photos of old cars because I really like old cars because it just shows like how good the days were and it shows you how history has changed so much from older cars to newer cars and how everybody loves cars. And so I got into it and I was just like, after that first car show, I was like, Dad, when's the next car show? And I just kept asking him about car shows and we just start taking the Corvette and then all of a sudden Mom was left at home because the Corvette only has two seats.
Yep.
Yeah. And so Mom's like, well, you just stole my position in car shows. And Mom was talking to Dad one night, and she's like, Jay, I think you should buy Cassie a car. And so one night, Dad came into me, and he's like, do you think you'll go to car shows if I buy you a car? And I was like, yeah, I really like car shows, because you can meet people from all over and just talk about cars and just the mutual love of cars and how much things have changed and how cool cars are in general. He was like, okay, I'll start looking for a car. And so one night we went to the Brick Truck and Trailer car show. We're walking around and Brian Brace from Algona walks up to my dad. Would you be interested in buying a car? I have a car sitting in my garage and it's been sitting for 20 years and I want to get rid of it. Dad's like, yeah, we can come and totally look at it. And right when my dad was like, yeah, this is a really cool car. And Dad came home with the picture and I was like, yep, that's my car I want. And so it was sitting in Brian Brace's garage for 20 years. He bought it for college. It was sitting there with 20 years of dust on it, a mattress on top of it. And just, he's like, I don't know how long it'll work because it's been sitting with 20-year-old gas and the brakes were locked on one side. And he's like, I was like, well, we can just try it. It was at, I think, October. We came and picked it up on a trailer and the brake was locked. So we had to like push it up. We got it running the first day. We had it up and running the first day.
That's awesome.
And that ever since then, I fell in love with it, and I was just like, and we buffed it out, and we just saw the pretty paint color underneath, and we just fell in love with it.
Did you have to do anything else besides, you know, that you said you have to get, did the paint on it and got that looking really, really good and everything. Anything else that you've had to do with it to, so you can drive it to shows and things like that?
No, I think we've just had the brakes replaced and that's it.
Okay, so brake work and appearance work, making it shine and some paint and things like
Other than that, just working on buffing it out and making it look fancy.
It's a very, very beautiful vehicle. You know what color that is? To me, it's sort of a dark red color.
When I asked my dad, he said it was a Mojave brown, and then it has, like, gold speckles in it, and that's what really catches your eye, because, like, when you're looking at it with sunlight, it shimmers when you, like, look really close at it, and I love that paint
Yes,
color.
It does, and you have a nice tonneau cover on the back, on the pickup bed, and the interior is a match. Well, back then it wasn't leather, it was vinyl interior back in that time period, and it matches the color of the car, the kind of a reddish brown color.
So yeah.
Thanks for sharing the story, and it sounds like you're really loving your vehicle and enjoy the classic car culture, I guess you would say.
I do. I love it.
That's a love we share. I enjoy it too. I enjoy very much the old vehicles and working on them, and it's just fun making them look new again. Cassie, thanks so much. Great story.
Thanks for inviting me.
Again, Cassie Binken with us. She'll be a senior this fall at Algona High School. She has a beautiful classic vehicle, 72 GMC Sprint. And that is our classic car chat this time around, brought to you by JDR Seeds.